Okay. Hi there, everyone. We're here with Martin, and yes, it's California time. Okay. We can get started right now, and we're waiting for some people to come on. I just put the link on Telegram, and I have 728 people on Telegram. So now we have five. Okay, here we go. Okay, sorry we're a little late. Martin just got the link, and yeah, there we go.
Hey, hi, Kirsten, everyone. Do you have that affiliate link of yours that you can put up?
Oh, yeah. Correct. I forgot. I'm so out of it. I'm so hot that it's.
Are you hot? You are hot.
No, I mean like sweating. 90 degree hot.
Florida is basking in heat. Yes.
Huh?
Florida is hot.
Oh yeah, it's hot and humid. It's unreal. Okay, here's the link. Perfect. Here we go. There we go. Okay.
This link that you put up, that's if you type that in, you will end up on Life Enthusiast website, where we have about 600 different products, but we're not going to talk about every one of them today. We're going to try and answer intelligently questions that people may have, right?
Laura, it's his products. He's got 600 products. I saw him last time using all your products. They're not my products. They're his products that I use. So we're a little flipped there. You might be dyslexic like I am, because they're his products that I'm using, okay? And I'm using the Flora. What is that? Flora.
Strata Flora.
Strata Flora and the Aura C. And of course, the zeolite to get rid of the metals. That's what I'm using. And as you saw last week, if you were here, that I had a little stalker, and I remained very calm through the whole thing. So,
yeah. The thing that should be said, right? Like when I first met Kirsten, my first observation was, oh my gosh, she's just on the edge of being a little too overstimulated.
Look at my teeth. It's called under-metabulated, and I'm over-metabulated.
What's interesting, I should probably talk about that, is metabolism, the way it works, is that you have the fight or flight, the autonomic nervous system has two sides, fight or flight on one side, and rest and repair on the other side, and the sympathetic, the fight or flight, or the parasympathetic, the rest and repair. And so when we first met, I was thinking, oh, Kirsten, you're just a little too on the sympathetic side. And so the products that we were picking were the ones that are helping to keep the person calm. So if you out there find yourself just a little too stressy or short-tempered or even ragey, you know, road rage is an example of it, then there are foods and supplements that we could use to help to bring you closer to the middle. And the opposite, of course, some people are under-stimulated, right? And so in extreme, they'll be depressed. And so we can bring them back to the middle using the opposite, the other tools we have.
Hi, Craig from Mississippi. Okay, I'm over-metabulated, but I'm getting mellower, so it's fine. It's just so hot here that I had to close all the windows because it's like a furnace, I swear. And it's very humid, so I'm like, right. Anyway, I take my vitamins. I'm leaving town supposedly on Sunday. I'm going to have to pack all of Martin's vitamins and powders with me because I'm I'm going to try to say not
obsessed. You don't have to call yourself dependent, right?
Dependent, obsessed, dependent, whatever. Patrick Leon from Naples, Florida, the second highest per capita income in the United States of America.
Oh, funny. So one of the people popped a question saying, I'm already starting on zeolite. How should I take it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you and I talked about zeolite being a really important part of the protocol and the process, because zeolite absorbs heavy metals and industrial toxins. And in these modern days, we are living in a toxic soup. And if you have not cleansed out yet, we don't know just how distorted your life is or how damaged your body is until we get all of that crap out. And this is, you know, we have been under the control of the industrial producers of food and chemicals and fuels and whatnot. And they are not particularly concerned about your health. So zeolite help us absorb and take out this stuff. And as far as how you take it, zeolite stays in your body for maybe 3 or 4 hours. So it's best if you space the intake, like take a bit of in the morning and bit in the midday and bit in the evening. So if you're taking capsules, one in the morning, one in the middle of the day, one in the evening. Or if you're doing it through powder, then one scoop. Or if you're doing the liquid, put it in water.
Clear? Well, I take both capsules in the morning. Is that not good? I should space it out, I guess.
Well, for best results, right, space it out. If your lifestyle is such that it's not allowing you to do that, well, then the next best thing is take it when you can.
Okay. And then we have the new products that I'm taking, the fulvic acid. Do you want to tell them a little bit about that I'm taking? Right.
Sure. Yeah. So humic acid and fulvic acid are from ancient dirt, from ancient compost. Mm-hmm. And the humic helps in the digestive system. It helps to control your gut and your immunity. And the fulvic helps to control or detoxify you at the cellular level. So it draws the toxins out of cells, and it helps to improve mitochondrial function. That means energy generation. So when you are detoxed with the fulvic, you'll be stronger. You'll last longer. You'll have more zest for life. Do you notice anything?
Well, I just have been taking it for 2 days, but I was afraid to take the, it said take three droppers full. I just took one. So
Be conservative, start slow.
Here's a question. I'm on zeolite and apopectin. If you have a pot like a stomach, how do you add palatine? I can't find palatine on the website.
That's a misspelling. It's called powertine, powerteine. It's a play on two words, power and protein, powerteine.
Powerteine.
Can I join into the chat, or am I?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Because I don't see any place where I could do that.
Oh gosh.
It doesn't matter. I don't need to.
Okay, hold on. Let me see. Edit name.
No, don't worry about it.
I edit mic settings. No, there's nothing. I don't know. Okay. So let me give me that thing about the powertine again.
powertine.
Okay, powertine. Okay, you're spelling it completely wrong. So
yeah,
that's why you couldn't find it.
they spell it how it sounds. Okay, so somebody's asking about inflammatory problems in the body, right? Like when you have loss of bone, or when you have pain in the joint, or pain this and pain that. All of those are inflammatory symptoms. We need to reverse the inflammation. In fact, there are five symptoms to inflammation: redness, swelling, heat, pain, and loss of function. So loss of function, of course, is when you can't move. Pain, right. You know what that is. And the rest of it, well, whatever. So all those different diagnoses, we're not supposed to do a medical talk. We're not supposed to tell you that we cure any one disease, and we don't. We can simply educate you about living a smarter life and doing more of the things that work and less of the things that don't work. Therefore, when you say what to do for bone loss, well, you need to stop the inflammation. And the number one problem with inflammation is food. Well, actually, no. Number one is toxicity, heavy metals and the likes. So if you get on zeolite and detox yourself, you'll do better. And then the second, you need to stop eating foods that make you worse. The number one bad food, sorry to say, grains, wheat, bread, spaghetti, all that. And second worst, American dairy. You can eat sheep or goat without much of a problem, but the cow dairy is a problem. Okay, so what else?
Close all the windows because it was so hot. I have there's a question. What can I use to help with brain fog? Thank you.
Oh, lovely. So brain fog, well, the shorthand would be this. Leaky gut equals leaky brain. So when you are eating foods that are causing leakiness in your gut, mm-hmm. you're going to experience brain fog. I just talked about it. The foods that make it worst are the grains. So people with leaky gut and leaky brain usually do a lot better on a ketogenic diet.
Okay.
So try and eat the ancient pre-industrial diet.
And of course, the flora strata should help, right?
That helps. Yeah, strata flora is a wonderful tool for helping to repair broken guts.
Right. I love that stuff. Yeah. The word is addicted. I'm addicted.
No, you're not addicted. You know, that's like saying I'm addicted to oxygen.
I'm addicted to health. How's that? Yeah. I'm addicted to health. I'm addicted to looking great. I'm addicted to health. And I have to say, since I've done the detox, my eyes look better underneath here. So it takes some time. And this was just from the basic fulvic acid. And then you also sent me something to clear the pineal gland, but there were two bottles. So I was a little confused.
Oh, there's you're supposed to mix the two into the one.
Oh, I didn't know that. So, okay, well, I'll do that.
You're not good at reading instructions, are you?
I don't like to read.
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay, so if any one of you is getting the pineal, here's what you do. The reason it's sent separately is because once it's mixed, it needs to be refrigerated.
Okay.
And so there's room in the larger bottle for the smaller bottle. So you dump the stuff together, shake, and refrigerate.
Dump the whole thing?
Well, mix the two into one.
Oh, okay.
There's room in the bigger one.
And how many drops would you suggest?
Oh, I would start with just 5-6 drops, and then I would slowly increase to maybe 20 per day.
Okay, so we can mix the... I want to bring it out so everyone...
Yeah, sure.
I want to bring it out so everyone can see
that. Hey, in the meantime, I'm going to read something. Astrid says, I received my products last week. I have Zadiol, Powertine, and zeolite, and I have never felt better. Astrid, I'm so happy to hear this. She says, these products are life-changing, and thank you for taking my phone call and explaining it all to me. And Kirsten, thank you for finding Martin.
Oh, yes, and we have to thank Amanda Grace for that.
Yeah,
that's Amanda Grace, my BFF. And here we go. We have pineal. Yeah. We're going to mix the crystals in here.
Yeah, the small one goes into the big one.
I'm going to pour it into the big one. Here we go.
There you go. Yeah.
And I'm going to put it in the refrigerator right away. How many droppers?
It's good for a while. Yeah, okay. So, when you're finished pouring. Okay, great. Perfect.
Perfect.
So that this little one, you can just get rid of it someday. Yeah.
And I'm going to use it when I go on my trip as a backup.
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay. So give this fulvic acid, everyone. Yeah. It's really cleaning me out. I'm telling you, this is amazing stuff. I'm putting it in the refrigerator right now. So, you can see that. Oh, man. And when I say the refrigerator, that's not the freezer. That'd be the regular refrigerator. Yeah.
Right. So okay, so let's finish on that. So you give it a shake and then you just take drops in the mouth. So Craig is commenting that he says he's taking 30 drops of chlorine dioxide in a bottle of water to suppress bone infection, which, yeah, oxygen is good. ROS, you know, that stuff delivers reactive oxygen species. So anything that's infectious is going to get suppressed with that. That's for sure.
Wow.
Do we carry MSM? Yes, we carry MSM. What the heck? Hey, yes. I just ordered apple fiber and zeolite. Awesome. Ketones for optimum performance. Yes, Sean, absolutely. Ketones is what makes your brain work better. And that's what I was saying when I was talking about the ketogenic or paleo diet, is when you eat less grain, right? Because grain breaks apart into starch, and starch breaks apart into glucose, and that gives you these swings, spikes. Whereas fat turns into ketones that gives you much better power over how your brain's going to work.
I have a question. How do you get rid of the excess water if you have excess water inside you? How do you detox that?
Well, your body will retain water in either sodium-potassium imbalance, right? So mm-hmm. if you have too much sodium, you need to push potassium. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's an inflammatory problem, right? Like some people will – well, let me describe it. If you twist your ankle, what happens, it – goes red, it starts hurting, and it swells up. The reason it's swollen up is because the body's trying to repair the broken tissues.
Right. So
if you have inflammation in your gut will actually swell up naturally because it's trying to repair itself.
Mm-hmm.
So to undo this swelling, you need to undo the inflammation.
Right.
So
The flora yep. strata should help.
Yeah, the strata flora will help. And
did you read that?
Oh, no, I just read Mike Smith says Roundup Ready bread.
Oh god.
Yeah, that's the worst of it, Mike. Oh, you know, that's exactly the thing, right? Here's what the poor farmer has been told. If he's listening to Monsanto or Bayer, he was told that Roundup or glyphosate is perfectly safe and that he should put it on his grain because that way the grain will dry more uniform and it will give him better yield and life is fine and it's safe for humans. Well, truth is that Roundup, even though it's not harming the human directly, it's actually antibiotic and it's actually killing the microbes that live inside of us.
Mm-hmm. The good microbes, not the bad ones.
Well, all of them.
Killing everything. It's killing everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, Roundup, bad news. And Pissard. What about silver fillings? I've had since a child. Well,
I took them out.
The silver fillings are actually silver amalgam of mercury. So silver and mercury amalgam. It's about 50% silver and about 46% mercury, and the rest is tin, nickel, and copper or something like that. Anyway, so the thing is this. The mercury is evaporating out of those fillings. And so it's constantly making you more poisoned with mercury, which is not a good thing. And that's the big discovery with zeolite, is zeolite binds this mercury as it's escaping. Mm-hmm. Therefore, if you still have those fillings, you need to be using zeolite. It's sort of like bailing a boat, right? Like if you have a leak in your boat, you need to keep bailing water, otherwise you'll sink.
Right. You need to take out those fillings. I took out 9 in 2 days. I took out 9 of them in 2 days. I'm telling you, when you're suffering from mercury poisoning, you're like I literally get dizzy and gasping for air. It's not a good way to die. Let's put it that way. Yeah. It's not a good way to die. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so hot. It might be the fulvic acid that's making me like, yeah, detox it out.
Okay, good. So there was a, what's your opinion on zeolite? I use some every day. My opinion is that pretty much everyone living in a Western industrialized society should have some. Should use it.
I do that every day too.
And then there's the question, black seed oil. Well, we do sell black seed oil. We really believe in it. Black seed oil is an awesome thing. The Nigella sativa, the black seed, is an ancient grain. 3,000 years ago, they wrote, this oil cures everything except for death itself. And in 2,000 years ago, Cleopatra used it for her skincare.
Can I just give you what I feel? I feel, okay, we have oil of oregano, antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal. Then we have the next step up, black seed oil, antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal. And then I like my favorite, the new thing, fulvic acid. That's the second one, black seed oil will be antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal times two, which is stronger than oil of oregano. And times three will be the fulvic acid. Wow, the fulvic acid's like times three, antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal. That's how I see it. I might be wrong, but—
No, you're not wrong. You see it correctly. You see, the fulvic is the detoxifier, right?
Right.
Do you remember the parable where this adept comes to the master and says, master, teach me about life. And right. Master says, yeah, sure, but let's have tea. And master starts pouring water into a teacup. Not water, tea into a teacup. And the teacup is full. And he keeps pouring and pouring and pouring. And it's just all over the place, right? And student says, master, the teacup is full. Why are you still pouring? And the metaphor was, you cannot put more knowledge into a mind that has not been emptied, right? The student is supposed to have first make room for new ideas.
Right.
Well, likewise, this fulvic, it's making room for good nutrition by detoxifying the cells. When a cell is already filled with crap, you cannot bring new stuff in. And that's the main advantage or main purpose of the fulvic. It helps you clean out the stuff.
Yeah, it's stronger than black seed oil. I use black seed oil and I mixed it with dimaceous earth when I used to have breakouts on my skin from the mercury coming out. So that's what I use that for. But this one's way better. I can tell. Okay. The fulvic acid is like the premier of the antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal.
So yep. Craig is confused about the spelling. Fulvic. Fulvic.
Acid. Yeah. He has that. I love it.
Yeah.
How many droppers full should we take, do you think?
Well,
one.
I would start with just 5 drops because
okay.
I don't know how fast you'll react. I take it teaspoon at a time, which is 100 drops, but that's after a while. Like, don't start with a high dose.
Okay, maybe I'm having problems because I put a full dropper.
you're so impatient, right?
Okay, look, no, it's not that. It's like, you know, typical Chinese thinking. If it's a little, it's good. A lot's very good. Okay, so the whole dropper. And I don't read directions, so there you go. Yeah, now okay. I'm going to go back to 5 drops. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so what else is here? Okay, something about share. Martin, what about biofilm as a result of Lyme? Sally, my darling, you need to call me. That's a complicated thing.
Right.
Okay, so biofilm. Yeah, humic and fulvic will definitely help the body with that. Lyme. I'm just trying to think my way through that.
Is she talking about Lyme's disease?
Well, you see, Lyme is a complicated microbial condition, which is usually the tick, but not always, something delivers the bacteria, which is like the Borrelia and Babesia, and those deliver the viral, which would be like the viral co-infections. Anthony, whatever, the medical media, he talks about the Epstein-Barr virus as being the main problem with this. And Humic and Fulvic are awesome at dealing with viral problems. So there's our help. He also talks a lot about drinking celery juice.
I get that all in the RC.
Yeah. And we just last week came up with another thing. I don't know if I should talk about it here.
Because I'm going to want it.
Yeah, you will want it. It's called Nanosoma. It's made with polycosanol. And polycosanol is the substance that's found in natural grains like sugarcane, rice, whatever. And it's helping to straighten out the DNA. Like, as you live, you make damage to your DNA using reverse transcriptase enzyme that embeds distortions into your DNA. It's sort of like, I don't know if you remember photocopiers from long ago, but if you would take an original, make a photocopy, and then make a photocopy of the photocopy, if you do that 50 times, you can barely read it. Mm-hmm. Right? Because it just keeps losing sharpness. Well, this product, this polycosanol-based Nanosoma, helps to restore the sharpness back into the cells. So it reverses problems. I've been on it now for 6 weeks, and I'm noticing it. Like a lot of my inflammatory kind of things, you know, like things that I associated, I thought I was just getting old, but apparently I could feel better. I do. Yeah. Well, we'll see how I'm going to look a month or two from now, right? Like right now I'm looking 68.
No, you look great today. Wow, your complexion is looking great. Your hair looks great. Everything looks great today. I think the fulvic acid's making me sweat. That I'm detoxing. Wow. That whole dropper is like, wow. I didn't even read the directions. It's like, oh, okay. One dropper. It's five drops, not a whole dropper. So great. Let's concentrate on what we're concentrating on. Let's okay, so we're also taking, besides the zeolite, the Orsi and the Strata Flora, that's what I take every day.
So somebody says the poly. Well, it's P-O-L-I-C-O-S-A-N, polycosanol, whatever. Oh, okay. Look up Nanosoma or call me. See how Miss Skilled Gamer has put up my phone number?
Yes.
Call
She's
me.
She's my moderator.
Call me after this thing is over.
Yes. He's available for hours because he's on, I always say that, he's on Washington State time. So all they have to do is really deal with the Antifa and the terrorists up there. But he's in the country, so it's not so bad.
Is it okay to use Oracil with zeolite? Yes. It's sort of like asking, can I eat salad and fruit? Yes, you can. Yeah. It's all compatible.
It's fantastic.
Okay. Somebody's saying that Canada's in military, this and that. I don't know.
This is a health show. Can you guys wait until do the politics? My gosh. I mean,
it's entertaining as hell. I just don't know that it's truthful.
It's a lot of, people just really nervous. That's all. Okay,
well,
I'm going.
Gosh, I would be nervous too. I went to the bank and took out $600 in cash just to be sure.
Really? Okay.
Well, who knows? What if I can't use my debit card, right?
Right, that's true. I'm going through a lot of stuff right now, being on IV antibiotics, hyperbaric oxygen, CL, and keto supplements to lose weight and stabilize my blood sugar level. Is there anything else? Craig Jacob is asking.
Well, Craig, we would need to talk. I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
IV antibiotics, you know, that's heavy. So after you're done with your antibiotics, you may want to go and read about Strataflora, because we need to rebuild the microbiome in your gut. That's correct. For sure. And as far as the keto part of it goes, yeah, we do have keto-based superfoods, the best salad you can imagine, right? And so when you use these superfood blends, that's like high-octane fuel. They are carefully selected, carefully combined, the full complement. You know, it's like people ask me, what is the best one thing that you can suggest? And my response to that is, well, which of the four wheels on your car is the most important one? Or which of the four wheels can you do without?
What about fighting depression?
Yeah, car. No, if you're missing one wheel, you're not driving. And so the point being is that we need to have fats. We need to have minerals. We need to have water and so on. Blood, right? Like there's a whole lot of things that need to come together.
What about fighting depression? I think that, you know, okay. My personality never gets depressed usually because I'm a sanguine, I'm aggressive. I'm not a melancholy, you know.
No. Okay, so remember how I was at the beginning talking about the autonomic nervous system, that it has these two branches, sympathetic, parasympathetic.
Right.
When the sympathetic has the upper hand, you're agitated, anxious, and easy to anger. When the parasympathetic is dominant, you are procrastinating, you're despondent, you overshare, you're overly emotional, and you get depressed. So
that's the opposite of me.
Yeah, that doesn't happen in Kirsten's world. So anyway, if you're over-alkalized, then we need to find the way to un-alkalize you back to normal. Mm-hmm. When you're over-acidified, we need to find a way to make you more normal, bring you to the middle. So, and this is dependent on the metabolic state of your body. So you need to talk to me. There's just no getting around it. Like I can't give you a general answer other than saying it's dependent on your internal pH.
Martin, do you have anything to increase testosterone?
Naked women. No, okay, so sure. Well, testosterone. Yeah, absolutely. Yes, we do. There are supplements. One of them is called Testosterone Works. We have that in the website. You just supplement that. The other thing is we have this algae called Eclonia cava. It comes from Korea, and it's really good at raising the overall
libido.
Well, once you raise the testo, you are definitely noticing things.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you will be waking up with a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Seizures.
Okay, so what about knee inflammation? Well, it doesn't matter where the inflammation is, it's always the same. Inflammation is inflammation. I don't care where it is.
Right.
So same story, right? You need to find what makes the inflammation worse. It's the presence of toxins, absence of nutrients, lack of circulation, stagnation, and maybe some traumatic stuff. We need to kind of deal with that. What about folliculitis? Sounds to me like infected hair follicles. Well, I would be cleansing that. Now, how would I be cleansing that? I don't know. Depends where it is. Is it sebum? Is it the skin oils? Or is it something else? Like, you know, that's getting kind of too specific, right? I mean, I could address it with a person, but we would have to start asking questions.
There's help gout. Gout is formed by too much meat. Is that too much meat?
Gout is a funny condition. So there are four major endocrine dominances. it's either thyroid, adrenal, pituitary, or ovarian. And if you happen to be thyroid dominant, you are not well equipped to deal with purine. And purine is the protein that's present in red meat, also in red wine, and also in asparagus and in cauliflower. So if you are the type that gets that way, you need to take those out of your diet. There's no getting around it. Just don't eat it. Eat white fish, not red steak.
Right. There you go.
You are shipped to UK? Yes, we can ship to UK.
Yes. He ships to UK.
Somebody has bone infection in her artificial hip. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. How do you get that?
Yeah, that's sort of beyond my pay grade, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Too. I mean, I would be looking to lower the overall inflammatory. So again, zeolite to lower the toxic burden. Mm-hmm. I had one person toxic with titanium because for some reason their hip replacement was installed in such way that it had a metal ball and metal socket, and this thing was running like this way.
Oh, rubbing. It was rubbing.
And so it was creating a metal dust inside the body. I think they started improving on it, putting a nylon socket on the metal ball. So what do you think of colloidal silver? Hey, do you sell colloidal silver?
Of course she does.
Right. Well, so we have colloidal silver available. Here's the thing with silver. I think it's fairly indiscriminate in how it wipes out fungus, bacteria, and viral. So it's awesome if you want to wipe them out. But if you overdo it, you wipe out the good guys with it. So it's great to, for example, if you think that you have inhaled something, it's great to use colloidal silver to rinse your mouth or spray it in your lungs and stuff. But if you're swallowing it, you're going to kill the microbes in your gut. So you need to repopulate.
Mm.
Oof, follow Kirsten on Twitter.
That's my Telegram. This is Martin's number. There you go. The coupon code
LEMOB10. Well, if you're a new customer, you'll be offered LEMOB10, and all items that are not on sale will be discounted by 10%.
There you go. Oh, so. Have
tumor probable. I don't know what I should do with that.
Have bursa and radiation damage in right groin. Pain is mostly intolerable. Help.
Poor girl. Well, there is this plant that Charlie Bravo Delta from the hemp plant.
Okay.
We are not supposed to talk about it.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
So
you need to call him. You need to call him, and that's all I have to say. And you have his number. Miss Gills Gamer keeps on putting his number up, which is great. She always does a great job.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Craig Jacob, I'm not Filipina. I'm Chinese, so I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, yeah.
The Oracell. Love the Oracell. There we go. There we go. Love the Oracell. Yeah.
You see, for the right reason, right? The Oracell is calming, and it's got a lot of stuff in it that helps to build the body strength, the connective tissue. So it'll support your skin, it's going to hold together better. Your hair is going to look better. You just feel better, look better.
Yeah, definitely. I like it. I take it every day. I don't know why those spoons are so big. I wonder why they said, take three of those spoons. I was like, wow, what? That's a lot of stuff. Mm. Mm.
We have big debates in the UK over whether hemp or not to hemp. Well, well, thank God it's now legalized. Trump and his Senate passed in 2019 the Farm Bill, which legalized for the American farmer to grow the stuff.
Yeah, but we have the different platforms that are owned by Big Pharma, like this one, that don't like that.
They don't like us talking about solutions like that. That's just not a thing. Aurasil, no, not Rita. A-U-R-A-S-I-L.
Oh. A-U-R-A-S-I-L. So any natural help with vitamin wise for ADHD? What do you take for attention deficit, I wonder?
Well, that's ADHD is essentially a neurological challenge. Mm-hmm. And we need to lower the irritation that the nerves are suffering. So the same stuff that we keep talking about that's unmentionable will tone down and calm down the overstimulated nervous system. The other thing that will dramatically improve the situation is the detox. So you get on zeolite, you get on humic, and you get on something calming like the Aurasil, and your ADD will pull back, just like Kirsten's been describing, is that she now has way more control over her moods.
Yeah, and my ADD is, my reading skills are probably up to a fifth grader from a second grader. Oh my gosh, with the ADD.
Oh, you're so lovely.
Do you have anything for panic attacks? Again,
probably. Same story. You see, a panic attack is essentially a localized acidity event. So you need to immediately alkalize. So if I had a panic attack happening right now, I would just take a spoonful of baking soda and water. It would, you know, take it down like
water's
that.
Water's giving you a free cure, baking soda and water for a panic attack. A free solution, let's shall we say, a solution. Yeah, we can't prescribe anything. We're just helping. We're helpers. There we go.
So somebody wants, this is Christine. Thank you, Christine, for the order. And she's asking, what about healthy bones? Well, you see, the healthy bones will happen as a side effect or after effect of healthy everything else.
Okay.
As long as you fix your gut, your bones will be fine.
Right. Everything is connected to the gut, huh? That digestive system controls it all. The Bible says that. The digestive system controls everything.
Yeah. You mentioned the Aurasil, A-U-R-A-S-I-L, that builds connective tissue. And connective tissue is the structural element of all things, including bones. The minerals, that's just a sideshow. Somebody thinks that you're awesome, Diana.
Well, I'm...
happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
I don't drink anymore.
Yes.
Agave makes an awesome drink called tequila. But what's left over after you extract the sugars is this agave powder, which is fructooligosaccharide, FOS. And we put that into the superfoods. So like agave powder is part of this superfood blend. And it helps the microbes to grow better. So guess what? We let the silly people drink the tequila and we feed them the rest to us.
We have, I deal with dizziness and a face rash regularly. My doctor said he ruled out everything but gut. What would you suggest I focus on?
The gut.
Yeah.
So let me explain. When you see face rash, like you see, like if you really look closely, I still have some red spots. I'm working on it. But it fires up when your gut is unhealthy.
Right.
And I'm actually getting better with the Nanosoma. So, maybe.
I want some.
Matt Stumke, talk to me about the Nanosoma. Call me after hours.
I want some Nanosoma, please. Thank you.
Okay, I will send you some.
And I'm obsessed again.
Okay. Dizziness. Dizziness is a symptom that could be either the inside your brain, where the brain is getting inflamed, or it could be specifically in the there's this three-dimensional cochlear inner ear structure. That if you have a problem with that, it could be reset with these little tiny stones. There's a particular exercise that they can reset it. If that didn't fix it, then the problem is inflammatory and you need to deal with your diet. If you haven't cut out grains like wheat and dairy, do. And you need to go on an anti-inflammatory lifestyle. Goodbye GMOs. Hello organics.
When you say dairy, is that including yogurt?
Yep. As long as the dairy is sheep or cow, or goat or camel or donkey or horse, and buffalo's good. So, for example, people can eat yogurt in India made with the southern cow, you know, the buffalo-style cow, but they cannot eat it in North America because the dairy industry in America is using the Frisian, the northern European cow. And that's a different protein, and that protein is way less compatible with most people.
How about the Greek yogurt? Is that the same thing?
Yeah, it doesn't matter how you process it. When you start with the wrong protein, it right. doesn't work.
Okay. Asperger's, that is got to do with, again, dairy products.
Asperger's? Yeah, Asperger's is on the spectrum between ADD and autism. And it can be helped, right?
Like cut out dairy products.
Well, detox. Stop the inflammatory foods. Yeah. Use the unmentionable plant.
the H plant.
Yeah, the H plant.
He has six. You guys need to call him if you don't know. You need to call him because he's got 600 products. If you can't find some kind of solution within 600 products, you got to be kidding me. Yeah, there you go. Why would
Charles says, I'm so sorry. Charles says, you can get buffalo yogurt? I don't know if you can, but I was watching on CNN Stanley Tucci traveling around Italy. And he is south of Naples, and he is visiting with the farmer there, and they're talking about the best mozzarella in the world, and it's mozzarella bufala, which is buffalo milk mozzarella. And he's tasting it, and he's just having an orgasm in his mouth right there, right? Like he's just melting because it's so good.
Yeah.
But anyway, so in the southern countries, southern Italy, southern France, India, probably in Malaysia, the cows might be the buffalo cow rather than the cold weather Danish Holstein Jersey Frisian cow, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But in America, we're screwed. The reason this is because the northern cow produces more milk fat. So All the dairy farmers, because they want to increase the yield, they don't care about anything else. They use the northern cow. Mm-hmm. Shelley says, eggs. Well, people who can't handle chicken eggs often can handle duck eggs. Try it. Mm-hmm.
Remember, you told us that we can make our own mayonnaise with olive oil and eggs. Remember you said use it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You totally can use egg and olive oil and make yourself your own yogurt.
Yeah, your own mayonnaise.
Yeah. What can help pancreatitis? Sally, my God, you have that. that anything that ends with itis or otis or whatever, that's an inflammation, right? So pancreatitis means inflammation in the pancreas. Pancreas has two main roles. One is to produce insulin, and the other one is to produce pancreatic enzymes. And it's two in one organ. So I don't know which of your halves is in trouble. Either way, I have a product in the website. It's called Fibrenza, and it produces a pile of, or delivers a pile of the pancreatic enzymes, and it might be the ticket for you.
Yeah, it's amazing.
The proteins from the A2 cow. Yeah, there's the A1 and A2. That's the type of the casein, which is the protein in the milk. And so they are either the A1 or A2 type. And humans, sheep and camel are sharing the type, and the northern cow is not.
Right. It is, it's, yeah. That is.
Okay, there are millions of carabaos in Asia.
That's buffalo.
Okay, great. Okay, well, then probably the Southern Asian dairy is good. Let's all move to Kuala Lumpur.
Right. The crime rate is really high. You might not be enjoying your food that long.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I didn't know.
If you're walking on the street with your purse, they might take your arm off with your purse. So there you go. Oh. That's all I have to say. Right. Yeah.
Charles is talking about eating horse. I ate horse meat when I lived in Europe. It was not anything. I ate goat, horse, donkey, whatever. It was all regular, whatever. Didn't think much of it.
Yeah, it is what it is.
America is a funny place. It's got all these different prejudices. Medical medium says no eggs. Well, one of the main reasons for eggs, chicken eggs, is that vaccines have been cultured in chicken eggs. So we have been sensitized through vaccinations in our childhood to have all these reactions.
Right.
So that's the main problem. And yeah, eggs are an chicken eggs are an inflammatory food, but not to everyone. So even though he says nobody, well, I don't know. I personally don't eat eggs, chicken eggs. So.
Oh.
Is goat cheese and almond milk better? Yeah, I would say goat cheese is better and almond milk is totally fine. Mm. Are eggs inflammatory? Yes.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Sally says it's the sun. Well, let's send the sun some pancreatic enzymes and see if that helps. And all right, I'm behind, came late. Well, next time, come early.
Okay, so let's talk about this stuff. She's talking about taking some apple cider vinegar for a kidney cleanse. Why don't you use the apple pectin? It's less intrusive, and it's not so hard on your body. You know, I like the apple pectin.
Yeah, we sent you a bunch of that, didn't we?
I have enough for the rest of my
well,
life.
Well, so what we sell, it's called high pectin apple fiber. It's right. What's left over after you squeeze the apple juice out of an apple.
Okay.
And so it's got a whole bunch of fiber, and the fiber binds things. And the pectin is toxin binder. So it increases the volume in the gut. It's a very gentle fiber, not as harsh as the Metamucil or stuff like that.
Apple cider is harsh too. It's tough stuff, apple cider vinegar. Apple cider.
Okay, so ACV, that's a strong source of potassium. So if you are trying to rebalance your potassium levels, it's one of the better ways to do that with the apple cider vinegar. People with high blood pressure, should test 2 tablespoons a day for 10 days. It may be just what is needed.
I gulp 3 plugs of ACV every morning. What are 3 plugs? What's that? How much do you need to take of apple cider vinegar? Who knows?
Plugs? Plugs? I don't know why plugs. Well,
I don't know what plugs are either. Oh, yeah. I have no idea what they are.
I don't know. 2 tablespoons a day seems to be about right.
Right.
Marie thinks she's not going to be trying to milk a buffalo. You know, those buffaloes in the southern countries, they're not that wild. They're used to humans.
Right. Gosh, it is.
And Craig says that we give almost the same advice as the doctor on Coast to Coast with George Noory. Well, isn't that cool? So there's more than one person who understands the functional medicine principles. Yes. Mm.
Yep, it works.
Do I have a book available? Yes. We give it away. It's on life-enthusiast.com. Click on that reference thing over there and look for a free ebook. We call it Pain Manifesto. I think I called it. Does he have something for hives? Yes, he has something for hives. Hives are called histidelic reaction, as in histamine from over-alkaline. So number one, you get a histamine attack by eating foods that are high in histamine. Strawberries are famous. Chocolate is famous. Well, you need to figure out how to lower your histamine levels. I have a product called Zadiol. We did send it to
Kirsten. I take that every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Zadiol is antihistaminic. It helps to lower the histamine levels. So it would lower your reaction that causes the hives to pop. Mm-hmm. And, oh man, not the chickens. Well, I don't know what that suggests. Is grass-fed, grass-finished meat better than grain-finished? Yes, sir. However, Matt, if you are the thyroid dominant, we can discuss it. We don't have enough time. We're already past the hour. Anyway, if you're adrenal dominant, you should be eating like the hunter, and red meat is totally cool. But if you're the thyroid dominant, then you're not that way. And if you're pituitary dominant, you should not only be eating red meat, you should also be eating organ meat, like kidney and heart and liver and that sort of stuff.
Wow. Okay.
That's so funny. These people, to those people, the organ meat is the health food. It's just so funny. I can't handle it because I'm the thyroid type. Is bacon okay to eat every day? Well, so I personally have a challenge with pork. It's the filthiest of meats.
According to the Bible.
The Bible story about the pork, you know, if you're blood type B or AB, you're not going to do well with pork anyway. So if you're type O, you can handle it. Second thing, bacon is, of course, loaded with nitrates. So that's not great. I don't know. Your choice.
I just see, you know, basically you have to look at what those animals eat. The pigs have been eating, you know, there's like the scavengers of the land and then all the scavengers of the sea. I follow more the kosher diet. No, yeah. None of the scavengers of the sea. I'll eat fish with scales, but nothing else. Yeah. I don't touch the seafood. It's full of cholesterol.
Yeah, you see the races in the biblical lands were mostly blood type B. And blood type Bs don't do well with shellfish and they don't do well with pork. So it's the lectins that they don't have. So they do much better on a diet that does not have these foods as prescribed in the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. The old hunters, they are okay on red meat. They can handle it. What they cannot handle is grains. Okay, what else do we have? Do you have a book? Yes, the book is on Life Enthusiast website. And what helps lupus and Sjogren's? Those are names for autoimmune conditions. And so we need to deal with the autoimmune reasons. And we have toxicity, malnutrition, stagnation, and trauma. We resolve those things. And they are individually different for each person. So I need to help you detoxify, nourish, and so on. So it's not like I can't tell you, take a pill. There's no pill. There's a lifestyle for that.
Mm.
Raven loves eggs. May you live long. We have a DNA repair. There's the nanosoma. So
I want some.
Yeah, it's coming. It. yes. It's coming. I have, as far as Sally says, boron is great anti-inflammatory. Yes. I have an article about boron. Type the word B-O-R-O-N into the search box on Life Enthusiast. It'll find you the article. It'll just make your head spin when you read it. It's an awesome anti-inflammatory tool. Bananas are great for iron. No, bananas are great for potassium.
Well, potassium and full of sugar. Yuck.
Yeah,
they are super. Apple cider.
Yes, bananas are super high in calories and in glucose. So only if you are the body type that can handle it. And if you need iron, it's better to focus on the microbial terrain in the gut, because the iron is fixed by the bugs that live in your gut. So I have a thing called Body Biotics. It's a product that helps to correct the microbial reaction, microbial terrain, so that your iron gets retained. And pure celery juice is good, yes. And what's good for swollen legs and feet? Put them up. It's probably a lymphatic problem. Well, there could be two problems, right? Either it's your heart function, your kidney function, or your lymphatic function that's causing the swelling, because the fluids are not being brought up to the top. So we need to understand the functional problem. Is your heart messed up, or your kidneys messed up, or your lymphatics?
My gosh.
All three? Could be all three. How are we for time? Do we need to get off?
We're fine. If you have to a few more questions. Do we have any more questions? Because I think I'm detoxing a lot, so I'm sweating, and I overdid it on the fulvic acid.
Are you still overheating?
Yeah, from the fulvic acid, but I got to check with you now. I mixed the pineal and activated with the pineal, so I can put a full dropper of that. Right, that's okay. The two together. Okay. All right. The other one, I'll just put 5 drops. Oh my gosh. No wonder I was sweating. It's like, what the hell's going on? Wow. That was a lot. Yeah.
Bone yeah. Spurs in neck. Oh, poor girl. Well, I would visit with a chiropractor to try and get any mechanical problems corrected. And then I would worry about the pH balance in the body. Because calcium will settle out of solution in the wrong places when your pH balance is off. So I would worry about the nutritional balances. I would worry about the diet being too inflammatory. So I would be correcting that. You know, there's no quick fix for problems that took 25 years to develop.
Right.
However, it can be reversed. It's possible. Magnesium is the mineral that decalcifies, or is the antidote to calcium. So I have a product in the website called Topically Everything. It comes in a spray bottle, about like so, you know, spray bottle.
Mm-hmm.
This one is empty. And so you would just squirt it on your body and massage it in. It's a solution of magnesium chloride with kelp and alfalfa, and it's very helpful.
Definitely. Wow, your phone's busy. They're calling already. Okay.
Oh, that's okay. I'm with you.
I feel like a doctor like you.
This one was a funny sentence over here. My five doctors don't tell me as much stuff as you. Well, because I'm here. Here's the funny thing. I get asked, are you a doctor? And I say back, if I were a doctor, I couldn't tell you what I'm telling you because I would have a license. And with a license, you're only allowed what your association allows you to say.
Right.
I belong exactly. to no one. I'm free. The second thing is, I'm schooled in the natural ways. It's called functional medicine. We don't focus on the symptoms. We focus on the causes.
I don't use folic acid topically. Sorry. And I have from my girlfriend.
But you can.
You can. I have from my girlfriend a little thing for, what was that? What was that disease? Is that Lyme disease? Not Lyme. Is it Lyme disease? Yes, Lyme disease. She mixes about 5 or 6 drops of stevia with vodka. What do you think about that?
Vodka with anything is a good thing.
Okay.
You like to forget your pain. No, I'm just being silly. Some people do okay with alcohol. I'm not one of them.
I don't drink, but I did take that for any kind, just in case I had Lyme's disease, which I don't think I have, but I just took it anyway.
And I don't like stevia. I don't like the taste of it. So again, not my thing. I don't know. So there's a cool question. How do you lower cholesterol? Well, first, let's understand cholesterol. It's your body's reaction to internal inflammation. So if the food that you're eating is high glycemic index, it's sort of like burning newspaper in your fireplace, right? Lots of flame, right. too hot, too much heat. Too much heat. So you need to lower the inflammatory terrain inside. So less starch, less sugar. That's step one. Step two, we have a product, an enzyme that will lower it. It's called Lipicept. Mm. What else would I do? I have a product called Heart Studies Formula that's designed to dissolve and flush out accumulated cholesterol. So if you have that all over everywhere, then we could just sort of flush it out. But in general, change your diet.
Mm.
Change your diet toward keto. You don't have to go pure keto, but you need to lower the glycemic index of your food.
Yes.
If your menstrual bleeding is heavy, you have hormonal issues, estrogen versus progesterone balances. There's stuff going on. Zadiol would probably help to balance it, but I have something called SheMend. It's a tincture, and it's for women who are still in the cycle. It helps to normalize it. It's a herbal tincture.
Wow.
Sciatica nerve problems. Yeah, that's your back out of line. That's a complex problem. Again, detox with zeolite. Oh, gee, I keep hitting the desk and the camera is shaking. Detox with zeolite. And we have a product called Platinum Plus Amino Acid, which is constructed by a chiropractor. The chiropractor has designed it to help people who lose the adjustment to keep it. So it strengthens the discs. Once the discs are strengthened, then the spine will hold together. So then your sciatica problem goes away. But you need to actually rebuild your body.
Mm.
Marie writes, sweat like a pig, look like a fox. What does she think? Exercise makes you looking good?
Yeah.
Oh, and somebody says, exercise, don't drink tap water. Well, here's the thing with tap water, right? It's got chlorine in it. Why do we put chlorine in tap water? To kill microbes. What will the chlorine do when we put it inside our body? It will kill microbes. that is a recipe for leaky gut. Then drink water that has been filtered, carbon filter at minimum. To stop excess bleeding from menstruation. Yeah, that's a hormonal problem. We need to kind of understand what's triggering it. But I mean, if you want a pill, try Zadiol. Or if you want a tincture, try Shemand. But I would want to understand why this is, rather than just throwing something at it. Okay, what else do we have here? Don't do fluoride. Yep, that's right. Fluoride screws around with your brain in a big way. What do I know about women who got the jab and now have menstrual problems?
Well, we can't talk about that, people.
Don't?
Okay, we don't talk about that here. Sorry. Well, we don't talk about that here.
Okay, so you can say it this way. When you challenge the immune system, you can expect that you will have immune reactions. Now, the most common health complaint in North America is autoimmune in origin. Inflammatory illnesses associated with aging or with toxic burden are all autoimmune. There are 200 different names. They all express themselves in various organs, whether it's your circulatory or your digestive or whatever. I mean, all these different problems. So when you add an additional challenge to this, you can expect additional problems. So we need to reverse it. And I mentioned that nanosoma, that's probably our best bet. That's the Hail Mary pass for that.
I want some.
Okay, yeah, I'm sending you some.
But I'll be leaving town on Sunday, so I have to give you a different address.
Okay, we'll be in touch.
Yeah.
I will be only able to ship it on Monday or Tuesday. We're sold out.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, good.
Okay, do I have any treatment for eczema? Well, an eczema, again, is a skin problem, but the skin problem starts actually on the inside in the gut. And therefore, you need to fix your gut. And how do you fix your gut? Detox heavy metals, bring in good microbes, bring more fiber, stop eating hot foods that are giving you the inflammatory thing. 9 times out of 10, just going off of grain and dairy is enough to fix it. Topically, I have something called organosilica collagen booster. That might help.
Wow, okay.
Polyps. Polyps are where? Polyps in the nose, polyps in the gut, polyps in the vulva, all kinds of polyps.
Where? Where is it?
Polyps are a bad thing. What to do for rosacea? The same thing that you would do for everything else. Rosacea is essentially a liver problem, right? And so now that you understand the inner works, you need to fix your gut, fix your diet, fix your whatever. And then we can fix your liver. And once we reverse the liver problems, then the rosacea goes away. Can a nano be used with oracil and zeolite? Yes. That's sort of like asking, am I allowed to put more vegetables in my salad? Answer is yes. Are hot chilies good for you? Well, they're an irritant. So if you are having a heart attack, the absolutely best thing you can do is take a huge dose of cayenne. But it's inflammatory. So I wouldn't take it all the time. I would take it only occasionally. Is stevia a good alternative to sugar, or is honey better? I'd go with honey.
Yeah, I like honey better too. I actually do. I like that really good honey. What is that brand of honey from Australia, New Zealand? What is that honey? Melaleuca. Melaleuca honey.
No, Manuka.
Manuka. Manuka. Yeah.
Here's a good one. Is there anything for nut allergies? Yeah, I'm also allergic to nuts. All kinds of nuts. No, maybe it didn't come across well. Well, okay, so allergies in general, once you detoxify your liver and once you fix your gut, your allergies will reduce, but you may never be rid of it. Who knows? Probably not. Does L-glutamine help to repair the gut? Yes, it calms down all kinds of stuff. Oh, we have the answer, uterine polyp. Yeah, that's beyond my capacity to manage. That's doctoring. I would go with iodine to try and normalize the endocrine system. I would go with fibrinolytic enzyme, something that dissolves fiber, fibrosis. Like, we have an enzyme called serrapeptase, and those fibrinolytic enzymes are super good at dissolving things that grow. How to get sexual desire back after hysterectomy? I'm taking estrogen, 4 mg a day. Is it working? I have this thing called elk antler velvet, which is helpful in the general endocrine. I think the sexual desire, well, I would start with the Eclonia. It might be a good thing. We put Eclonia into the Oracil, so try it.
Yeah.
How do I get rid of toe fungus? Oh my gosh. Well, you see, toe fungus is a problem of the lymphatic system being stagnant.
Mm.
So it's a lot of steps that you need to, you know, like topically, I have this thing called, it's called Amazing Soak, which is a very high concentration of oxygenation. Somebody mentioned chlor dioxide, ClO2. Well, this thing is sort of related, and it delivers high level of oxygenation into the feet. So soaking that or dripping it directly onto the tissue. But first and foremost, you need to figure out how to get more movement and how to get lymphatic system moving. What to do about gluten allergy? Stay away from gluten. I don't know. There's no fix. Gluten allergy is for life, as far as I know.
Yeah, I'm allergic to it. I take non-gluten stuff, non-gluten everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think that there is a way out. Mm-hmm. What causes motion sickness? Well, I was talking about that. It's an internal thing. It's an inflammatory problem. We would need to try and get her autoimmune reactions under control. That's going to be complicated. Rotator cuff. Well, that's physical repairs. Fibrinolytic enzymes. Probably a likely help.
I mean, I have to say, this is a very good time to come on because everyone's getting off work. We should do it later.
Even later? Okay, sure. Sure.
6 o'clock is good.
Yeah. Any thoughts on N-acetylcysteine? It's an awesome thing. NAC helps with general liver health. It supports.
I want some.
It supports, not from me. It supports the glutathione, and glutathione is the universal antioxidant or functioning in the antioxidant cycle.
Oh, do you have L-glutathione? Do you have that?
No, you can't eat glutathione directly.
I used to get it from the Philippines. You put drops of it in your mouth, and then it lightens up your skin, which all Asians use. They take shots to their face.
Okay.
L-glutathione. Do you have anything with that L-glutathione? I want some.
We have a liposomal glutathione. It's a bloody expensive thing, and it's heat sensitive, so it's a pain in the ass to handle.
Okay. Well, I'm having it. I'm trying to get it done in skincare, which is, it will sell big in Asia. But I'll try the NAC for the anything to clean my liver out. I'll take that. NAC sounds great. Yeah.
So, Smoky Joe, do I recommend MMS? Well, we talked about chlorodioxide. That's what that is. And we have this product called Amazing Soak or Amazing O, which is a mix of chlorides that are similar chemical thing, ROS, reactive oxygen species. And it's a product that's approved by the EPA to add to drinking water. So we don't have the problem of being chased by the FDA telling us that we can't sell it. So we do have something like it, perhaps stronger, that's at least as effective. What about vertigo? Well, we talked about dizziness, vertigo, and spinning and all of that. We need to, that's a complicated problem. It's one of the symptoms of the migraine syndrome, and we need to detoxify the people, nourish them well. It's complicated. However, it can be done. Takes time. And Debbie comes in with arthritis. It's an inflammatory condition, so you need to reduce the causes for your inflammation. Stop eating foods that make you hurt. I think grains and nightshades being tomato, potato, eggplant, bell pepper, red pepper, green and yellow pepper, and cayenne pepper, those are all nightshade plants. So if you're genetically not compatible with it, it's going to give you trouble. So maybe that's what you need to be off of. Oh, now we're discussing addiction to porn. That's interesting. People get into these sidebars.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I get vertigo, says Cynthia. Well, it's reversible.
Mm-hmm.
Upper cervical, Cindy, upper cervical chiro. I had phenomenal success from getting an adjustment that's called Atlas Prophylax. Atlas being the top vertebra, number one, and prophylax, as in prophylaxis, being preventive. Anyway, this treatment, Atlas Prophylax adjustment, was phenomenal. It adjusts the relationship between your spine and your skull, which most chiropractors don't handle. And it was life-changing for me. I used to go to the chiropractor twice a week just to get maintained. One adjustment and I was done.
Anyway, I have to run. It's getting late. Please call Martin if you need any one-on-one. He will be happy to help you. And remember, he is on Washington time, which is about 4:28 p.m. So, yeah. Right. Thanks, Martin.
So what do you think? Are we going to revisit in a while?
Yeah, and next week, every week.
You want this every week?
Why not?
I'm okay.
Don't they want it every week? They always ask every conceivable question. Yeah, every week. They love you. Okay.
Okay. Well, I love you. I will send you some Soma.
And Soma and NAC. We need to figure out which address to send it to. I'll be going.
You'll let me know.
Okay. Thanks, Martin. Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Love you.